Each passing year brings new and splendid technology, and yet many federal programs continue to rely on systems built from a 50s-era programming language called COBOL. It works, it's reliable, but eventually it might be time to start looking at updating your software. Well, here to explain the rationale behind setting COBOL aside and some methods for doing it is Tom Bragg, the president of RescueSoft. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here.
So you're going to have some rescue tips for us, I guess, when it comes to COBOL. I've heard that COBOL can be encapsulated with a nice shell around it of new interfaces and keep on running forever. But you're saying maybe it's time to switch it out altogether? What's going on?
Well, I think it can be encapsulated and can run forever. But the problem is that the ability of people to maintain that software and to modify it to meet new requirements, like new regulations, decreases greatly over time.
And so,
A lot of the people who are maintaining that software today are in their 50s and are eligible for retirement. That's a big problem.
And how extensive is the problem? I mean, how widespread is this language? How throughout the federal government, I guess throughout industry, really?
Well, it's definitely throughout the federal government. It is probably the most widely run language in the world today. But the problem is that the number of people who know it is decreasing. The schools are not teaching COBOL anymore. And in fact, the younger software engineers, as they call themselves, don't want to be mainframe programmers. So when you couple all those factors with the fact that nobody is making new tools for COBOL, the ability of a software programmer to make a change required by a new law or a new regulation or a new desire to provide services to constituents is very limited compared to the newer languages. And the other factor is that the newer languages run on much less expensive hardware. So some people spend tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars running mainframe computers when they don't have to.
Okay, so if you want to switch from COBOL to a modern language, how do you get started? Because you need that software running while you're running your program, so it's kind of like changing things while they're operating.
Well, that's true. Fortunately, the two platforms are different. In other words, your old software runs on the mainframe, your new software runs someplace else. So what you do basically is you can put in the new capability and test it against the old to see whether you get the same results or not. You have some choices. You can rewrite the software by hand. You can try to put a package in that does the same thing. And you can use automated tools to translate the code or redevelop it so that the code looks like human programmers wrote it.
We're talking with Tom Bragg. He's the Chief Technology Officer of RescueSoft. So in other words, there are programs, I guess you probably make one of them, that can look at the logic that the COBOL is running and take that logic and turn it into a new program using a new language?
Well, that's pretty much exactly what we do. I mean, we mine information out of the old programs and put that into a database or into a repository, and then from that store of information, we create brand new programs that look like human programmers wrote them from scratch. The other alternative, of course, is to use a line-by-line translator, where each line of code in the old system gets translated into a new line of code in the new system, and that works pretty well. The only problem is that it's like translating an English book into French or a French book into English word by word. It doesn't come out the way that an English speaker would write the book themselves.
No, in fact, if you do that, you could probably get some results that are exactly the opposite of what you intended, I imagine.
Well, you're right. I mean, basically, there are a number of failed projects in government where people have done translation and then been forced to roll back because the results weren't maintainable.
So if I'm a program manager and I'm worried, I go down to my CIO and I say, gee, we're still running this whole program on COBOL. I'd like you to change it to a new language. Let's figure out a plan to do this. How long does it take, and roughly what does it cost, or is it per millions of lines of code? What's involved here?
Well, different people price it differently, and it depends on the nature of the contract and how many vendors you have in the stack. In other words, usually there's a subcontractor to a subcontractor to a subcontractor. But basically, modern translators will come in at about 75 cents a line of code, Automated redevelopment will come in typically about $1.50 per line of code. And rewriting it by hand can be $7 a line of code. So the question basically is, how much code do you have? And in terms of time, we've completed 2 million line projects in less than a year. Some of the other approaches take a little longer, but basically the problem is that you have to start. If you never start, then when your four COBOL programmers come into the office and say, boss, the economy's gotten better and we're quitting, then you're stuck.
Then you're stuck, yeah, I imagine. So if you take, say, the $1.50 per line option versus the $75, can the argument be made that because it's a little more accurate that the life cycle cost will be lower when it comes to bugging and testing?
The life cycle cost will be about half by going with the higher quality solution. It's not just the dollars up front to translate it, it's also what you have to pay people to try to unravel it. And in fact, what happens over time is that the new programmers coming in look at the translated code and they say, my gosh, I can't maintain this. I know how to write this. I'm going to write it this way. So, in fact, you pay once for the translation, and then you pay your maintenance programmers to rewrite and restructure it, thereby paying twice.
Well, thank you very much for that update. Sounds like something people should get underway with.
I think it's the time is coming. The clock is ticking. And if the economy comes good, people are COBOL programmers are going to be in Miami Beach.